Okay, now that we have a certain amount of klarkeit in the Machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef, we can go to the halacha. Omar Avidi Bar Avin, Hilchos HaKavosei de Rabba Ba'ara, Hilchos HaKavosei de Rav Yosef Bezuzi. The halacha Hilchos HaKavosei ki Rabba, what did Rabba say? That the person that was Gachim Valachish is fine. He's going to win the Dintaira. The Thais, the one who was Gachim Valachish, the one who's there now, not the Mare Kama, he's going to win. So that's true. Hilchos HaKavosei de Rabba, Heichad HaKayim Ha'ara Tikun. Hilchos HaKavosei de Rabba, Bezuzei, Heichad HaKayim Yizuzi Lukni. So, we're going to have to understand how could the halacha be like Rabba and the halacha be like Rabbi Yosef. Make up your mind. If the halacha is like Rabba, it's like Rabba. If it's like Rabbi Yosef, it's like Rabbi Yosef. So we have here Machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos on why the Gemara says Hilchos HaKavosei de Rabba, why one? Hilchos HaKavosei de Rabbi Yosef by the other? What's Taka the reason? And we have to understand the Rashbam's pshat and we have to understand Tosfos' pshat. Rashbam learns that it's a suffix. The Sapkalei Ravidi Bar Abin Tam Shalmi Mishnei and Nira Yosef. Ravidi was Mesupik if Rabba's reasoning or Rabbi Yosef's reasoning is more correct. And therefore, he says, leave everything where it is. By the karka, leave it where it is. It's by the person who's sitting in the karka. By the money, leave the money by the laiva, by the person who's holding the money. And the meila, we have a spek of the dina, so we leave things as is. Now, all of you who've learned this Gemara immediately had a shvarakite. The Tosfos in the top line, the Rivam says that the Marikama is the mozik. If you take away from the Marikama, you're a moitzi. So make up your mind. Who's the mozik by karka? Is the mozik by the karka the Marikama? Or is the mozik by the karka the one who's there now? Make up your mind. If you hold the Marikama as the mozik, then Tosfos makes sense. And then this Rashbam doesn't make sense. If you hold the one who's there now as the mozik, then Tosfos doesn't make sense. Tosfos says the mozik is a mitzi. He's the one taking away from the Marikama. So make up your mind. That's the basic problem. And Tosfos himself addresses it. The first half of Tosfos explains the Rashbam, and Tosfos says the following: Hilchos HaKavosei de Rabba Ba'ara Rabbein Shmuel Pirish V'sap Galei Kaman Hilchosa V'Darach Litchay Kul Afarish Shalachalei Ben Tzveka D'Trei V'Trei L'Tzveka D'Dina. By Trei V'Trei we leave the Karka by the Marikama. The Hadla Yukum B'Cheskes Marikama Kamei D'Chsid B'Arshatya Daminu K'Trei Ba'Di Trei Kun Yachsid B'Cheskes B'Arshatya. Inksubis we say by Trei V'Trei, you leave it by the Marikama. So Aval Hacha Mesapkel and Dina Kaman Hasel Meshakul Ahed Lamei Meruk Miacheskes Marikama V'Noitim Yad Amozik V'Daichiku. I can't say it's a Daichik till we know what it says. So first let's try to understand what Tosfos says, and then Tosfos says a Daichik. We're not holding even by a Daichik yet. Again, what's our issue? We all know by metaltalim it's very easy. Who's the mozik in metaltalim? The person who's holding it. If you're holding something in your hand, if you're holding money in your hand, you're the mozik in the money. Anybody who wants to get it from you is a maitzi. A maitzi mechaveri olav araya, you're holding it, it's your money. By metaltalim it's easy. By karka, it's a constant battle to understand how to look at karka. If you have a marikama, the Marikama means not just anybody who once owned it. The Marikama is the last known owner. Marikama means the last person we know for sure was an owner. That's a Marikama. The words Marikama mean the first owner. It doesn't mean the first. Somebody could have owned it 1,000 years ago. It means the last known owner that we know for sure owned it is a Marikama. And there's someone who's now in the field. Now he's sitting in the field. Who has the koyach of ametim echaveirei olav araya? The one who's now in the field? Or the marikama? This nekuda by karka seems to be a problem. The Rivam on the top said very clara words. And all the Rishonim brought him down, and no one seemed to have a hard time with him. The Rivam says the Mari Kama is the Musik. If you want to take Kaka away from a Mari Kama, you're the Moitzi. The Musik is the Mari Kama. It seems that way all over Shas. Gemara in Sukkah says that even if a guy steals a piece of land, you can't cut off the aravis that are growing in that field, because they still belong to the Mari Kama. They still belong to him. You can't. It's not taken away from him. It's still Becheskas, the last real owner. There's an idea about karka. That karka is ain't an exelus. You don't can't get karka by just going there and building a fence around it and locking it up. And if so, the pashtus asvara to everybody, I think, would be that the marikama has a din of a muhzik by karka. And if you want to take karka away from marikama, you're a mitzvah. That would be the pashtus. The issue, the question then becomes that what's the pshat in the Rashbam? What's the pshat here in the Gemara? Why, when you have a suffix, if you pass like Rabbi, you pass like Rabbi Yosef, you're not sure if you pass like Rabbi, you pass like Rabbi Yosef, do you say that we leave it not by the Mari Kama, but the one who's there now? That needs an explanation. So the Stipler here brings a nice hesber. The Stipler in Bava Metzia, Simin Lamed Beis, says the same thing. It comes from the other direction, but he also is titled in our Rashban and Taisis. And the Stipler says that this is all Talui in two Yedis. One is a suffix of the Sefer Kuntzis HaSfeikis, and the other is the idea of a Mishnah HaMelech. We'll take them one at a time. Okay, the Kuntzis HaSfeikis, which is printed in the back of most Kseis HaChayshins, in the Kuntzis HaSfeikis, in the very beginning, Ois Hei, he has a clair, which is the most famous clair in that whole Kuntzis, and it's discussed by many. His clair is, what is the kayach of a Mari Kama? He's going, we're all going, we're going with this Mahalach today. I don't know what's going to happen later on in Cheskes HaBatim, the Argamoris, they make problems for this. But we're going to go that the Mari Kama is the Musik, a piece of karka. If you want to be, if you're being a Maitim Mechavera, you're taking away from a Mari Kama. What is the Hezber of a kayach of a Mari Kama? Why, in Svara, do we say the Mari Kama is the Musik? Maybe we should say on Karka, no one's the Musik. Who's the Musik in Karka? Nobody. We don't know who owns it. They can't move Karka. We have a concept that the Mari Kama, the last known owner of the Karka, has an up, has an advantage in a Din Torah, that he is the Musik. Why? So there are two ways to learn. And this suffix of the Kuntzis HaSfeikis touches on the basic ideas of a chazaka, what a chazaka is. The first way to understand a Mari Kama is to understand that it works with the idea of chazaka that's Gzeiras HaKasev. There's a Gezeres HaKasev by Tzaras that any time there's a Metzias and you don't know if the Metzias changed or not, the assumption is the Metzias did not change. We say that things stayed the way they were originally. The Chazaka, the Me'ikara, the Chazaka, the way something was originally, that it stayed. Not only that, but if I know something was a certain way on Sunday, and then I discover on Thursday that it changed, I say it changed on Thursday. I don't say it changed on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't even say it's a suffix. Chazaka de Meikara Paskin's eyes, that because originally it was one way, it stayed that way. Now you've all had this in Shas many, many times. In Ksubis, the whole first, the Sugis talk about the Chazaka, that a Basula, she's born a Basula, that she stayed a Basula. The whole, the rate of the Rishayim there is that we should give her a Cheskes Hagof. That she was born a Basula, she stayed a Basula till the last minute that we know she's not a Basula. It's not a Svara. The Shinui could have happened at any time. That's what Chazaka de Meikara means, a Cheskes Hagof we call it. The Chazaka is that it stayed a certain way. If you shecht an animal, you shecht a cow, and you find it has a hole in the lung, so what's the din of the milk? You have now milk in the refrigerator, you milk the cow. What's the din of the milk? So the halacha is, well, it depends. If you shecht a cow and you find that it's that it was born without a liver, so you know it can't live a full year. So then all the milk is trained because that didn't happen to it suddenly. But let's say you find a hole in the lung, something that happened to the animal. So the question is, when did it happen? You don't know when it happened. So the milk is kosher. All the old milk is kosher. Because we say that the hole happened at the last minute that it could have happened. That's when it happened. That's Chazaka de Beikara. Now if you're going to ask me, what are the odds it happened this last minute? I would laugh at you. Statistically, it could have gotten a hole in the lung any day in the last 364 days. An animal doesn't live with a hole in its lung 365 days. But it lives 364 days. So it could have been any one of the last 364 days that it got a hole in its lung. Just because I discovered it today doesn't mean it happened right before Shechita. It's not a svara. It's a gzeiras hakasav. We learn out of a pasuk by Tzaras that we assume a change took place at the latest time that it could physically have taken place. Not only that, but if you find a lung with a hole and a scab on the lung, so you know it didn't happen the last minute, so we don't throw away all the milk, says in Shulchan Aruch, you throw away 3 days worth of milk. If it already has a scab, it had to be there at least 3 days. It could easily have been there 6 days. Again, because 3 days we're not mesupik. Whenever we're mesupik, we say it happened the last minute. That's the rule, chazaka de meikara. The stifler calls that a chazaka hamachras. That means a chazaka that paskins ice. It's a psak. Chazaka hamachras, it paskins ice. Where do we learn it from? The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph. Learns it out of the dinim of a nega tzaras. If somebody has a nega that changed, we assume it changed at the last minute before the kayin saw it or whoever saw it, that's when it changed. And from there we learn out this halacha that every mitzias, we assume that it happened, the shinui happened as late as possible. And if it didn't have to happen, then we say it didn't happen. We say things stayed the way they were originally. Unless there's a raya differently. Because now we have no idea, that's a chazaka de meikara. Now, all the examples of chazaka de meikara in Gemara are dine iser. Dine teras, dine besula, mizana tachas baila, dine trefus. In Shas, chazaka de meikara is used by iser. The kunshus hasfekis is mesupik. If by mamin, we say the same thing. Now, mamin, if I have money in my hand, so we have the klal gadol hamaitzi b'chavel v'raya. There's nothing to talk about chazaka de meikara. If someone has it in his hand, he's a mozik. By karka, however, by karka, where you can't hold it in your hand, we go by samare kama. And again, taich mare kama means the last known owner. So, the Kunshus HaSfekis in his first tzad says that the kayach of amare kama is the kayach of chazaka de meikara. It's a kayach of a cheskes haguf that this karka was in this person's possession at one time, And we don't say it left his possession until we're forced to say so. We say it stayed there. And we're not sure if it ever left his possessions. We say it never left his possession. We give it a cheskes haguf that it had originally, and it stays with the cheskes haguf until we know for sure there was a change. It's a chazaka hamachras, it's a gzeres hakosetik a chazaka, and a pasuk dais. That is the derech, the first derech of the kunshas hasveikis to learn. The second mahalach is maybe not. Maybe mamayna meisur lo yafina. Maybe you can't learn moment from it. Chazaka that the Torah was mechadish on dine iser, on dine tzaras, or dine treifis, or dine isha tachas baila, is by iser. Memayna meisur layafinan. Who says that moment works that way? And maybe the hesber is, why do you go basa chazaka de meikara? Because of what we call a din in hilchas mamin, that you leave things, we use the expression, you leave it at a status quo. You leave it the way it is. The way something is, you leave it there. Not because you have any hachra that it's correct. If you don't know what to do, so do nothing. Leave it the way it is. Shavar tasu. Don't do anything. That's really the side of possibly the whole side of Maitzi B'Chavel, but right. But by Marikama, maybe, it's a chazaka she'eino machras. It's not a chazaka that paskins us. It's a chazaka that the way things are, we assume that the way things are, that that's the way they stayed. Not because we assume the Metzius is that way, because in the halacha, if you don't know what to do, you do nothing. If you don't know if you have to make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Because if you don't know what to do, it's a shavar tasu. By moment, you don't know what to do, take what you know for sure, or the last thing that you know for sure, leave it there, and I can't. These are the two mahalchim of the kunshas hasveikis, and learning the idea of chazaka de meikara. Let me give you a nafkamina to help illustrate it. The kunshas hasveikis brings a Pnei Yeshua who talks about the following shaila. Somebody says, I'm a kaddish all my behemis. All my behemis should belong to Hagish. According, however, he owns a kui. A kui is an animal, a creature that's a suffix behemah, suffix chaya. The Rama says it's a buffalo. It's an animal that's a suffix behemah, suffix chaya. Pnei Yeshua says, the Gemara says, if you magdish all your behemoths, you're not magdish a koy. The koy is not hegdish. Why not? Why isn't it suffered deraisa l'chumra? It's a shayla v'isa mi'ila. It's a shayla v'isa deraisa. It's a shayla, the koy is a behemoth, it's not a behemoth. It's a chayy or it's a behemoth. He said, all my behemoths are hegdish. So why magdish behemoths of loy hegdish hakoy? Zok to Pnei Yeshua. The cheskes mare kama paskin zais. The mare kama of this koi was this man, was Chulin. This man owns this buffalo. He owns it, he's the last known owner. Now, we have a suffix. He said, all my behemoths are hegdish. Did ownership of this koi transfer to hegdish? Mare kama paskin zais, as I zok to Pnei Yeshua. That the cheskes mare kama paskin. Not the conscious asaikis. That is toloi in the two ways to learn. If you learn Marikama the first way, it's a chazaka hamachras, it's a chazaka that passed in Zeis. So that sure makes a lot of sense. Just like a chazaka kapaskin ice that milk is kosher, and a chazaka kapaskin ice that a isha is asur labayla, and a kapaska nois that a tzaras is tar. The same thing, the chazaka kapaska nois that this animal is not hegdish. It's a chazaka machras, and as a chazaka, it has the power to be machri. And the Bnei Yeshua learned the first way. So that's the kunchus hasegis. But if you're going to learn the second way, if you're going to learn that Mori Kama is a chazaka she'ena machras, it's a chazaka that we just leave things at status quo. So by mammon, it makes sense to leave things at status quo. You know what to do, just leave it alone. By suffix iser, doesn't make sense. You have an animal, you don't know if it's iser or not. We don't say you leave it at status quo. There's no such thing as status quo by isurim. Imagine someone calls a rav, he has a shayla, he has a pot. He doesn't know if it became treif, it didn't become treif. So say, leave it to Marikama, leave it status quo. It was kosher yesterday, it'll be kosher today. No such thing. You know, there's no status quo on Isurim. You have to have the chazaka machras. You have to have a right, that's machriya. So if you hold chazakas, Marikama is a chazaka machriya, machras, then Yeshua was right. If you learn the second way, the Rav Shimon and Shari Yashir is matzdik, the second mahalach. If you learn the second mahalach, then the koi should be hegdish. Then really the koi should be hegdish. Because the marikama can't pass kenais. Aye, the Gemara says it's not hegdish, so you have to have a different tam. The Rav Shimon brings from Kadmainim a different... What the Gemara says is not hegdish. So why isn't it hegdish? He says because we have an umdana leinochis inish daite l'sveika. And when a person is magdish behemis, he means vadei behemis. He knows he doesn't want to get involved with sveikas. Not like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says b'sveis is marikam. What?
Why isn't it just the ordinary stuff that derives l'chumra?
That's the kasha. Why don't we say stuff that derives l'chumra and the koi? So the Pnei Yeshua says because the marikam passed the dice. Yeshua holds a chazaka marikama, a chazaka machras, and just like if you have a suffix, if the milk is treif, the chazaka of the meikara paskins is kasher. The same thing here, the chazaka of the first owner paskins is kasher.
Usually
we have a suffix. You say the chazaka is not a suffix of Mitzias,
isn't it?
Well, everything comes down to a suffix in Sakdin at the end of the day. But by Koi, it's not that we have Machleis Beshame Besil, what it is. It's a certain Mitzias that's a suffix. Not a suffix with a pasta mic. Suffix and Mitzias, is it this way or not? It comes out as suffix and Allah. Alright, I think it's clearer than Kayachatayna. The Tzitzah and the Kunshus HaSveikis. I think it's a lot, it's very clear, the two ways. Rav Moshe, interesting, has a tshuva in Yerodeya, Simi Reish Beis, a tshuva halacha l'maisa, which is toila in this. Rav Moshe had a case where a man had a behema hamivakeres, he had a cow that was giving birth for the first time. As you know, farmers, bisman hazeh, don't want their animals to give birth to a bechar. Can't do anything with a bechar. It's hegdish. You can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So the farmer sent a shliach to sell the animal to him. He sent a shliach to sell it to a guy, to sell, let's say, a shutfis and the mother to do a kinyan with a guy, that the guy should... should own the animal, should have a shutfus in the mother, and the meila, the bechor doesn't have a din kedusha. The person never came back. He went. We don't know if he did it or he didn't do it. This is before telephones. And we don't know if he did his shlichus, if he didn't do his shlichus. So, there's a bit of a problem. By Yisurim Deraisa, we don't say chazaka shliach, we don't know, we don't neman that every shliach does his shlichus. They assumed Rabbanan, the halacha is, you can assume, if you send someone to make an Erev Tavshima for you, or an Erev Tchumah for you, you can assume he did it. But by their Isis, you cannot assume that your Shliach did a Shlichus. That's a sugya in the Gemara and Erevin. There's no, we don't pass the Chazok or Shliach Isis Shlichusa. So L'chayri here, it should be a problem of a Bechar. Bechar, it's a problem of a Bechar. Rav Moshe was asked to Shaila, why don't we say that the animal has a cheskes haguf, that it's chulin, the mother is chulin, and if it has a cheskes haguf, that the mother is chulin, then let the baby be chulin, and let that pass kenais, the cheskes haguf of chulin. So Rav Moshe answers that connected the cheskes haguf, the shaila isn't on the guf. The shaila isn't the ownership. Rav Moshe says that this depends on the din of cheskes marikama. The yid is the marikama of the animal. And it's a suffix if a guy ever bought the animal. It depends on cheskes marikama. If the cheskes marikama can pass kenais. Why? It's true. I think that he mentions that he uses a lashon as a chazaka seilishtanis, which comes down to the same thing. That whatever chazaka the mother has would naturally change in the bechar to become kedusha. Ramesha writes that this depends on cheskes marikama, on whether cheskes marikama can pass kenais. Do we say that since the yid was the marikama, it passed kenais that it wasn't sold, or not? What is this taliyin? That Ramesha, could cheskes marikama pass kenisurin? Could cheskes marikama pass ken on something dinei iser? So he says that's the kunchus asveikus is shaila. If cheskes marikama paskin zais isurim, that's the pnei Yeshua. If you can go with a cheskes marikama and based on a cheskes marikama go to paskin iser. If you hold cheskes marikama is a chazaka mechras, so then you can paskin ice isurim from it. If you hold it's cheskes marikama is just the status quo, you leave it where it is, it's not machria anything. So then you can't. So Ramesha is toilet in this. I think, if I recall correctly, Ramesha holds Beikir like the Pnei Yeshua. That it is a Chazaka Mechras. He's Masber, the Tutzdadim, a little more than maybe I'd have time later. I'll bring it up. But I'm mentioning this again just as an illustration of the two ways to learn Chazaka the Beikir. The Marikam. So what are we coming away with? This is all the Hagdama. To explaining our sugya, this is all a hagdama. Two ways to learn marikama: is marikama a chazaka that proves things, machras, zeres hakasuv, or is cheskes marikama just a rule of status quo that you leave things as they are? Now, one additional hagdama: a Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech has a rule that even though Chazakis Paskinois, a Muzik of Paskinois, somebody is holding something, you say it's his, I must have a Varaya Paskin something else. The Mishnah Melech says that a Sveka Dedina, something that's a Suffolk, how to Paskin, you can't paskin ice with chazakas. Even the gezeres hakasuv dika chazaka. Let's say there's a gezeres hakasuv dika chazaka that something didn't change. Now, there's a suffix in metzias if it changed. The chazaka the meikar are paskin's ice. There's such a thing that the original chazaka paskin's ice. Let's say Bezdin has a din taira. One person says, I sold it, and one person says, I didn't sell it. You didn't sell it? So marikama If you hold Marikam as the Chazak of a class, the Paschal Zayis, that we assume the Metzias is it was sold. So the Mishloh Melech, by Isurim, by a Sveka Dedina, Chazaka can't pass in a Sveka Dedina. If you have a Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, Chazaka the Beikara doesn't pass in a Machloikis. We have to know if Shmuel's Svar is right or Rav Shmuel's is right. Let's say Rav holds a certain animal is not a treifa, and Shmuel holds it is a treifa. And we know it was born not a treifa. So say, to sake of the Dean of the Chazak Rabbi Shmuel, let the Chazaka paskinize that it's not a treifa. In that case, Mishloh Melech says, sake of the Dina, a Chazaka can't paskinize the sake of the Dina. Because the Sasek is, whose Svara is right? Is his Svara right or his Svara right? The Chazaka, something didn't change, doesn't tell me his Svara is right or his Svara is right. Something that's a shaila in what Moshe Rabbeinu said when he came down from Har Sinai, there's no such thing that a chazaka is going to pass in ice. There's only one way to pass in ice. Acharam lahatais, you have to go with the rules of psak. Whatever the rules of psak are, you go. Chazaka can't pass in ice, a suffix in halacha, a suffix in din. That's the Mishloh Melech's klal, and also it has a number of applications, but let's come back to our sugya. Now, you have to have cup, but it stims very, very nicely. The stipler says that the Rashbam here, what did the Rashbam say? By Sveka Dedina, Mori Kama doesn't count. The Rashbam holds the first way of the Kuntras HaSvekas. The Rashbam holds that Sveka, that more kama is a chazaka hamachras. It's a chazaka that paskins. No, it's a chazaka that paskins. If you have a machlaikis, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, we don't say a chazaka can paskin a machlaikis. Chazakas don't paskin a sveka dedina. The Rashbam holds like the first side of the kunches of svekas, and therefore he says over here you don't go bas a more kama. The Rivam is right. A more kama is a muzik. The top places is right. If you're talking about being mighty, the Marikam is the Mosek. However, when you have a machlekes in halacha, Marikam doesn't help you. There's no, this chazaka machras of the gzeres hakasa by tzaras, it passed concise when you're not sure about a mitzias. You're not sure if the animal became treif, if the woman became a bula, or if the negar got smaller. You're not sure that passed. They can't pass in a halacha. Memela Zokta Rashbam, we always consider the Balakarka, the Marikama, to be the Muzik. Except by Sveka Dedina. By Sveka Dedina, it's different. We can't pass in ice based on Sveka Dedina. We can't pass in ice based on Chazaka. That's the Rashbam sheet. Taisus says, Daichiku. Taisus holds the second way. That Mori Kama doesn't paskinize anything. Mori Kama is a rule of status quo. You leave things the last known place. If you're saying it, that the Chazaka of Mori Kama is not Machriya, it's just when you don't know what to do, you leave it the last known owner. Then, even by Sveka Dedina, you don't know what to do. It's a Machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. You don't know what to do. Leave it by the Mori Kama. That's the rule of status quo. Status quo is you leave things where they are. Just like Hamaisi Mechaveri Elov Araya by Metaltalim. If you have a machloikis, you say, leave it by the person who's holding it. So same thing by Karka, leave it by the Marikama. So that, the Rashbam holds like the first side of the Kunches HaSvekis. The Taisus holds like the second side. The first side, which is a stronger Chazaka, does not help by Sveka Dedina. It's a Kimbi Machriya. The second side, which is really weaker, it's just the status quo, but that could help by Sveka Dedina, because you just leave it where it is. This is what the stipler says in two paragraphs. And the Machlekes the Rashbam and Taisus. In a nutshell, in a sentence, the machlokes is by speka de dina, could a cheskes marikama decide? By speka de dina, when you have a shaila machlokes, could marikama decide? That's the machlokes to Rashbam and Tosfos.
So the
place
that
was
the
the reason the Stifler doesn't say that is because he holds the Mishnah Melech Svara is a strong Svara. That you can't be Machria, Machloikis, based on Xeris HaKasa by Tzeras. It's not a Derech in Psak Halacha. The rules of Psak Halacha, they are rules. There's no rule that you say the Metzias didn't change to be Machria Halacha. And because the Stifler holds that that's a Shtaka Svara, I don't know anybody who argues the Mishnah Melech, then that's why he's going with this Mahalach. He doesn't want anybody to be disagreeing with him. Right. Status quo. So Sveka Dedina, Mishnah Melech is Maida, you leave things as status quo. If you have two people are having a dintaira over cash, and one person is a Mosik, and it's a Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, or Machloikis the Shach and the Sma. So we say, whoever's the Mosik keeps it. Not because of Machriya, that the Shach is right or Sma is right, but because that's what you're doing, you don't know what to do, you leave it where it is. So that works even by a Sveika Didik. This is the Stifler's Mahalach. It's a nice Mahalach, and it's a nice, the whole idea of the Kunsha Sveikas is a nice idea. Now we get to Tysus Pshat. Okay, we did the easier one, let's get to the harder one. So how are we walking away from the Rashbam for the rest of the Perek? This is going to keep on coming up, and it's always confusing. Who's the Muzik, the Marikama, or not the Marikama? So we're saying now, like the Taptaisvis, the Muzik is the Marikama, except by Sveika Dedina. That's what we're walking away with, like the Rashbam. Let's see Taisvis Pshat. Nirulari. Hainu Tama, the Hilchus of Ba'ara Karava. Okrab Yosef is Uzi, Mishim Damrina, Migu, Lu'ukme Mamayna, I think the Rii is saying is that there's no suffix. We paskin that it's a good migul. This gachim v'lachish trick is a fine migul, and it works. We have no problem with it. The halacha is that it's a good migul, and it works. However, migul lahaitzi, we paskin la'amrina. We paskin, you don't say migul lahaitzi, which is taisis, always taisis shita, migul lahaitzi la'amrin. The meila, buy cash, and you want to use the migul to take cash away from the laiva, migul lahaitzi la'amrin. Gachim v'lachish doesn't help you, so you want to be mighty mamet. So by zuzi, the halacha is that the migul doesn't help you. Because it's a migul lahaitzi. By karka, where the person who was gacha v'lachish is not a mitzi, he's not being mitzi, so there, the migu works. Now this, I said, is harder. It's much more difficult to figure out light taisus, how this taisus stems with the tap taisus. Again, the Tap Taisus said the Marikama is the Mugzik by Karka. You're called Maitzi when you take away from a Marikama. That's what Taisus said in the Tap Taisus. This Taisus seems to be contradicting what he said on Tap. And here he's saying that Migul Lahaitzi you don't say, but somebody has Mugzik in Karka now could keep it with a Migul even though he's not giving it back to the Marikama. Why isn't that a migul lahaitzi? If you hold the marikama as the muzik, so the person who was gachim v'lachish, he was being mighty from the marikama. So this is a very difficult problem. The easiest way out would be to say it's a machlaik is the re and the rivam. Maybe. That would make it hard for the whole mesechta. We would have to go with three different shitas. I mean, if it's true, it's true. You know, the Rivan, we know Klar, holds the Marikam is the Mozik. The Rishbam, we now know, holds also the Marikam is the Mozik, except by Sveka Dedin. What is the Ri hold? Maybe the Ri holds the person sitting in the Karka. He's the one who's the Mozik. We mentioned such a possibility a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Maybe. So I'll tell you the way the Shmaitzer learns, the Chef Shmaitzer, in Shmaitzer, Shmaitzer Dalet, Perchof Dalet. I can't say that it's so satisfying, this Mahalach, but I don't know another smooth Mahalach in Taisus. But the Shmaitzer tells us is the following. What's a din? If you have someone who's mozik b'metafilin and someone who's a marikama on the metafilin, who wins? You all know. Well, who wins? If somebody comes in and he's holding a camera, he says, it's my camera. And the other person says, it's my camera. And I have Eidim, I bought it yesterday. And the person today is not contradicting the Eidim. He's saying that he's saying you gave it to me, or he's saying you lost it and I found it, whatever he's saying. So who wins, a Marikama or a Mozik? So you all know Mozik wins by Metafilin, double question. Zakt the Shmaitzer Yisoid. Now the Yisoid is a very satisfying Yisoid. The question has to it in. His Yisoid is a very geschmacky Yisoid. He says a Mozik by Metafilin wins, and a Marikama by Karka wins. But they're not equal. A mozik on metaltalim has certain rules, and those rules don't necessarily apply to a marikama on karka. Lamashal, I'll give you a mashal that he brings that has nothing to do with agamar. We have a rule that ein halchin b'mamin achar harayv. That by mamidis, you don't go basarayv. What does that mean? That means if I have money and you have a tviya based on raiv, you can't be mitzi mamin for me based on raiv. Meaning, muzik is stronger than raiv. If I'm holding metaltalim, I'm stronger than raiv. There's a Gemara in Megillah that says that you have to know there's a gzeres hakasuv that if somebody sells a bate arei chayma in Eretz Yisrael, someone sells a house in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to buy it back within the first year. Within the first year, the other person has no choice. If he wants it back, he can force the other person to sell it back to him. That's the halacha in Parshas Bahar, a bate arei chayma. Some rishonim hold relatives also could buy it back. That's the halacha of Batei Reichai. What happens if you have an old city in Eretz Yisrael? I'll tell you one more thing. That din of Batei Reichai is only if the wall was built originally before people settled in the city. If you have a city that was settled first and later they built the wall, then there's no din of Batei Rechaima. It has to be Chaima Kaidim the Yeshiva. The wall had to be built before the city was settled. So the Gemara says, what happens if you have a city and you're not sure, you're Mesupik, if you know it has a wall around it, but it's been around for 500 years, you don't know, was the wall before the people or the people before the wall? There's nobody old enough to remember. So the Gemara says, Raiv cities in those days, Raiv cities were Chayma Kaidim Yeshiva. Most cities were built before they were settled. And therefore, you can force them to sell it to you. You go Basar Raiv. That's Gemara, Megillah. Frecht the Shashmaitzer. 1 minute. Ein Hochim B'mamin Achar Raiv. How can you force someone to give up Karka based on right, ain't also a mom and after a right. If it is that ein ochem b'mamen acharayv is by a muzik ametaltalim, which is stronger. Someone is holding metaltalim. There we have a rule of ein ochem b'mamen acharayv. Masha'enke by karka, where you don't hold the karka, you're just the last known owner. By karka folchem b'mamen acharayv, you can be mighty karka based on rayv, because. Just because you find the rule by Muzik of Metatolim does not mean that the rule holds true by Karka, by somebody who's Muzik in Karka. That's the Shmaitz's klal, and it's a Klara klal, and he has other cases where it holds true as well. What? Again, his klal is that rules that you find by a Muzik of Metatolim don't necessarily extend to a muzik in karka. Because a muzik in karka is marikama, like the top rivam. We're going that the ikar is like the rivam, that the muzik in the karka is the muzik. The marikama is the muzik. But he's saying not every rule that applies to metaltalim applies to karka. So the shmaitza, the following chiddush. We pass in migula haitzila yamrina. When do we pass Gemigula Haitzilay Amrinan to be Maitzi Metaltalim or Kesef, something a person is physically holding? There we pass Gemigula Haitzilay Amrinan. But Migula Haitzi by Karka, to be Maitzi from a Marikama with a Migu, which the Rivam says is a Machlaikis Rabbi Rav Yosef, there we pass Gemigul Lahaitzi Amrina. That you could be Maitzi with a Migul by Cheskas Marikama. Because Cheskas Marikama does not have the Taikif of a Chazaka of Metaltalim. And even though Lahalacha, Taisus says all over Shas, Migul Lahaitzi Lay Amrina, Lahalacha, we say Migul Lahaitzi Lay Amrina only by Metaltalim or Kesef, where you're a Muzik Bepayel with your hands. But Sheenkein, by somebody who's a marikama on karka, which is weaker, there we do not say this rule of migul lahaitzi layamina. And that is the pshat in the taisus. That's what taisus means. That hilkus kavasi de rabba ba'ara. Halacha here, by the karka, the migul works. Ais lahaitzi, passing like rabba, that this migul lahaitzi is not a problem, migul lahaitzi. And here you can be mighty from a marikam. This is his explanation of Taisus. It's the only clear explanation that I know that doesn't seem to be forced into in Svara. And what this means is when we finish, and we're going to come up again, is we're saying everyone holds like the Rivam. The marikam is the muzik. Everyone's like the Rivam. The marikam of the karka is the muzik. The Rashbam holds Sveika Dedina is different. It doesn't get Iska Paskins. And the Ri holds that Migul Lahaitzi is different. That Migul Lahaitzi works by Karka. But the Etzem, who's the Mosek? The Mosek is the Marka. So this is the Payal Yaitse from the Sugya, which I hope we'll get a Klarakite. The end of Taisvis talks about something we'll come back to later in this man. When you have a shtar, if that makes you a muzik, so Tais talks about it at the end. But what we have to chaza ayin de ikur are these nekudas. Now I do want to tell you one last thing. The first thing I mentioned in this sugya, which to me is an interesting shaila, the question of whether you're allowed to do tricks like ochem v'lochish, whether you're allowed to do such a thing or not. I mentioned the first day the tumim and the gemara and shvuas. There's tumul over whether you're allowed to do such a thing. The other night, I bumped into Chassam Seifer, a tshuva in Chassam Seifer, Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Lamed Tes, the last paragraph or two, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, a person, two people had a din Torah, and one person erased part of a shtar to help him win. He erased part of a shtar. So the other side timed that he's a Huzik Shakrin. You put a shtar at Bezni, erase the part of it. Erase the numbers on the shtar. Without numbers, what good is the shtar? Some Sefer says that a person who knows that he's right is allowed to be Isaac Beramos in order to get Bezni to pass in his way. Now, I say you know you're right, you have to be very careful. I never had a din Torah where everyone didn't know they were right. Knowing you're right doesn't mean that you know Chayshim Mishpat so well that you know you're right. You know you're right means you know something went wrong. It happens. It happens today very often. Two people go into business and they put some property in one person's name because they trust each other. So two people buy the property and it's all in one person's name. Later they get into a fight and now they're going to Din Torah. And all the property is in his name. He's going to win. The person who knows that he's being cheated, if he would ask a shayla, am I allowed to rip up a shtar, to hide a shtar, to do something so that in Beis Din he shouldn't be able to win? Some sefer says it's mutter, and it's the lashon is ki hahu degachim v'lachish le'el rabba. That's his lashon. Lashon in the tshuva. It's not going above a basra. He's going on a mamadistic case over there. He says, you want to know if you're allowed to do such a ramos? You're allowed to do it? Ki ahu degachim v'lachish le'el rabba. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah to be mfarsim, such a heter, but a person who knows at least something you have to know. Okay, we come now to another famous Gemara, Hu Arba. It's Hashem, tomorrow we'll start this.